AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate a hefty 0.75 point for a second straight time. And Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will keep taking action to lower inflation.
Over coming months, we will be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%. We anticipate that ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
Asked if the economy is already in recession.
This is a very strong labor market, and it's just not consistent with, 2.7 million people hired in the first half of the year. It doesn't make sense that the economy would be in recession with this kind of thing happening. So I don't think the U.S. economy is in recession right now.
Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street, buoyed by strong earnings from Google owner Alphabet, Microsoft, and other companies. The S&P 500 gained 2.6%, the tech-heavy NASDAQ 4%, and the Dow better than 1%. Explosive mines are drifting in the Black Sea, and that's keeping shipping companies from quickly getting some 20 million tons of trapped grain out of Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Experts think the agreement brokered by Turkey and the UN is running up against the reality of how difficult and risky the pact will be to carry out. Guy Platten, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Shipping, says we have to work very hard to understand the detail. Can we make sure and guarantee the safety of the crews? What's going to happen with the mines and the minefields as well?
The Pentagon is developing plans in case House Speaker Nancy Pelosi travels to Taiwan. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says China has significantly ramped up intercepts of other nations' vessels and aircrafts in the Pacific region.
In the air and maritime domains, their activity is much more assertive, much more aggressive, much more confrontational than it was, say, 5 years or 10 years or 15 years ago.
This is AP News. The U.S. is pitching a deal to Russia aimed at bringing home two detained Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls it a substantial proposal made weeks ago in a bid to free basketball star Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, and he'll discuss it soon with his Russian counterpart.
I expect to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov for the first time since the war began.
Publicly acknowledging the offer reflects mounting pressure on the Biden administration to bring Griner and Whelan home. Blinken's not offering any details.
I want to make sure that the proposal that we've put forward has a good chance to advance.
He won't say if the deal would involve swapping detainees. Moscow's long been interested in freeing the merchant of death, Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, who was convicted a decade ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
No firm date set yet for that discussion. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.